Well, while we were discussing the first bifactor as part of the nine bifactors, called the Academy of Prakriti, then we can go on to the sixth one, namely, balancing the enlightenment factors as one of the factors for the sharpening of controlling faculties in order to accomplish insight knowledge. In Bali, Bodhana Ganam Cha. Anupavatta anakdaya bojanga nancha anupavatta anakdaya. Practicing the enlightenment factors as one of the factors for the sharpening of faculties. Mentioning just this much may not be sufficient to convince a yogi. It is necessary to explain it further, how to practice and balance these enlightenment factors. So this terminology, bojanga, is a compound of two words, namely body and anga. Body means seeing or realizing the Four Noble Truths, or the one who has seen the Four Noble Truths. And anga, factor, cause, requisite. So it means, bojanga means the factor or factors of realizing the Four Noble Truths, knowledge of the Four Noble Truths. All the requisites, there is another rendering, requisites of an enlightened person. That means one who has seen or realized the Four Noble Truths. In essence, this is the part and fruition knowledge of the Noble Ones. Before one reaches that stage, one has got to practice the preliminary practice, Poba Bhaga Mega, which is inside knowledge, inside practice, without which one cannot realize the path and its fruit of the Noble Ones. Only after one has reached the maturity of inside knowledge will one be able to realize the path and its fruit of the Noble Ones. So, the bojanga, enlightenment factor, is of seven kinds. First and foremost, we have the sati sambojanga, enlightenment factor of mindfulness. That is the practice of the full foundation of mindfulness, noting four kinds of objects, namely objects of the body, sensations, mind, and general objects. That they are very, at the rising of these objects, they sustain mindfulness. And that becomes one of the factors for the cultivation of the Four Noble Truths. And the second one is Viriya Sambojanga, the enlightenment factor of energy or effort. The second one is the enlightenment factor of investigation of states. That is, investigating, observing the nature of mind and body. Dhamma vidya, sambojanga, the enlightenment factor of the investigation of states. During the practice of insight meditation, one observes the nature of mind and body, such as practicing the investigation of states at the movement of the practice of insight meditation, such as known as Dhamma Vijaya Sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of the investigation of states. And the third one is the Virya Sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of energy. Energy exerted in order not to allow the unwholesome states to enter on your own stream of consciousness. And blocking the path to unwholesomeness, at the same time opening the way to the arising of wholesomeness or developing wholesome mental states. In essence, this is fourfold exertion, samabhadana, not allowing akusala, unwholesome states to arise, allowing only wholesome states to arise in one stream of consciousness. That is given by this Virya Sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of energy. The next one is Piti Sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of rapture or happiness, as one is applying energy to note to sustain mindfulness, as one becomes free of hindrances to progress, the mind becomes rapturous, and especially experiencing the minor form of rapturous feeling, and then later to the major form of rapturous feeling, especially at the stage of the first arising and passing away of phenomena, Udyadhyaya Jnana, one is bound to experience very strong form of rapture. And such this becomes a factor, one of the factors for the realization of the Four Noble Truths. When PD arises, one will feel, one will experience well-being, both in body and mind, free of worries, no restlessness and remorse, and experiencing calmness both in body and mind, pasadi, calmness, and such becomes one of the, and this becomes one of the enlightenment factors. Then as we continue to practice, as we cultivate concentration, kanika samadhi, as the mind falls calm and collected from the object of attention, one is bound to cultivate concentration. This becomes one of the factors of enlightenment, namely samadhi, sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of concentration. And the last and the seventh one is upekkha sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of equanimity. As one practices and build up momentum in the practice, at times one may come across inequalities, difficult to balance states which are difficult to balance. At times there may be too much faith and confidence, sada. This faith and confidence may be in excess, so that the mind becomes very clear, too confident, too faithful. And if one is not noting that, there will be no progress. So this faith and wisdom or knowledge or intelligence have to be balanced. So that is balancing faith and wisdom. At other times, there may be too much exertion of energy, virya, so much so that there may be restlessness and worry, remorse. The mind, the noting mind, may be removed from the object of attention, or maybe cast away. So at times, at other times, there may be shrinkage of the noting mind, leading to sloth and torpor. So in which case, one has got to balance these two factors, namely Priya and Samadhi, energy and concentration, so that they become balanced and you can proceed in your practice smoothly. So at this stage of Upekkha Samujjhanga, the enlightenment factor of equanimity, the two pairs of wholesome mental state become balanced, namely faith and intellect, and the second pair is energy and concentration. It will be like when one is driving a chariot drawn by two pairs, a pair of horses which are equal in strength, so that the chariot will be driven very smoothly, straight in a straight way, without any hindrance, without any problem. And such is Upekkha Samujjhanga, the enlightenment factor of equanimity. This becomes one of the factors of enlightenment. So all factors of the Bhojanga, factor of enlightenment, all the requisites of an enlightened person. So in this way, in order to cultivate full noble truth, one needs to practice these seven enlightenment factors. And the texts are given is how to apply. This is the implied rendering of Bhojanga, the enlightenment factor, or the requisites of an enlightened person. As one focuses one's attention energetically on the ever-arising object, at times one may come across depressed states, shrinkage of the mind, thinking that one is not progressing, one may become depressed. And all because one is not practicing well, one is not exerting energy, there may be lack of progress. So at that stage, the mind tends to withdraw, tends to shrink, or indolent, kausajya. And at that time, there will be no diligence, no wakefulness, no alertness. One becomes lazy, thinking that there's no progress in the practice, there's nothing unusual in the practice doesn't make any difference. One becomes depressed and lazy. At that stage, his meditative mind is said to have become very weak. At that time, one has got to practice the enlightenment factors which can energize or which can encourage one's meditation. At other times, one may be very alert and diligent, too alert, too active because of good practice and seeing unusual things. At that time, because one is still excited, the loading mind may be removed from the object of attention. One may become restless and the mind is cast away from the object, not being able to notice properly. At that time, one should understand how to calm down this situation. So one has got to practice, one has got to adjust oneself according to these ups and downs of one's practice, whether one's meditative mind, bhavana chaitya, is up or down. And one has got to improve by oneself and understand which kind of enlightenment factor has to be applied in order to solve this situation. So the texts are given these enlightenment factors such as piti and virya, samojana, when the mind is shrinking and indolent, and when mind is too active and diligent and too excited to practice things like Samadhi Samujjhanga, Pacati Samujjhanga, and so on.
တရားတွေကမကောင်းဘူးလို့ထင်မှတ်ပြီးတော့ဆုံးဖြတ်တဲ့သဘောတွေဖြစ်နေလို့ရှိရင်စိတ်ဟာ
Practice is not going well. The mind may become depressed and the mind tends to shrink, so to speak, and it will not be bright. So one needs to brighten the mind. For instance, by recollecting the qualities of the three gems, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, or by recollecting the quality of mindfulness practice, Satipatthana, by doing so, one may come to remember that, oh, this practice is very beneficial. There are many advantages for the practice of this Dhamma, so that one become energized, one is encouraging oneself, self-encouragement, so that the mind becomes bright. Just like frightening a person who is spaced out, and at that time, at once, such a person will become very energetic and diligent. When the mind is shrinking like this, is indolent like this, it'll cool down and becomes slack with lack of diligence and wakefulness, in which case one has got to apply, exert energy, known as ātāpa, ardent energy, so that one becomes diligent and alert and active. One also should remember the benefits of exerting energy as much as one knows. Or the teachers will give guidance in this case, how to encourage oneself with application of energy, giving them the benefits of energy. And this Dhamma Vijaya Samojanga, the enlightenment factor of the investigation of states, means try to observe or note and know the nature of mind and body, which are subject to cause and condition. Then, one's mind will become bright. Bright means not literally bright, but one's mind will become fresh. By knowing the nature of this mind and body, and their cause and condition, then one applies rapturous feeling, one becomes rapturous, and one should also apply this enlightenment factor as given in the texts, which are, and the texts are given, the causes for arousing is piti, rapture, virya, energy, and dhamma visya, investigation of states, or investigation of the nature of mind and body. And much talk, much explanation has been given by the late Venerable Benefactor Mahadev Sharo. And if one has got to discuss all these things in detail, the time will not be sufficient for the complete discussion of this subject. So if one's mind is sluggish and indolent, one has got to brighten the mind, make it fresh with the application of energy, ardent energy in this case, and the investigation of the nature of mind and body. Then the sluggish mind, the indolent mind, will become normal, and such is the way of improving one's meditative mind. When a yogi is practicing very well, such as overcoming sensations, especially the excruciating, unbearable pain, and become relieved of the pain, feeling very good, the mind becomes too bright in this situation, one will become very rapturous, very happy. At that time, the object, the mind may not be anchored on the object, may not be established, may not be fixed on the object to be noted. Instead, the mind may become restless, and it will be cast away from the object of attention. Or one may have too much zeal, too much energy, excessive energy, so that one may be overshooting the object to be noted. Or the noting mind may not be catching up with the arising object. Because one becomes excited with the experience, good experience of the practice. Or also, one may be exerting energy more than necessary, too much energy, so that one will be overshooting the object to be noted. Then you need to calm down with the application of Pajati Samojanga, the enlightenment factor of calmness. There are many causes for the practice of calming given in the text, so that the mind will calm down. And there will be less excitement. At that time, you tone down your energy, which is excessive. Because of the excessive energy, you are overshooting the object, so you just tone down, so that it will calm down and be able to practice in a normal way, just noting in a very easy manner. Then you'll be able to tone down, calm down your excitement and become balanced. Just like adjusting or tuning the radio or television. So at that time, the yogis will become skilled in the with the experience they gain in the course of the practice. So they will come to understand which factor is in excess or which factor is in deficiency, so that they can fill up deficiency and tone down the excessive energy and balance these enlightenment factors and practice in order to cultivate insight knowledge. And hence, it has been given as one of the factors for the sharpening of faculties. Like when you are taking food, it has various tastes, sour, sweet, salty, and so on. And you always adjust your food in order to be balanced, in order that all these different tastes are balanced, so that they are not too much salty, not too much sour, or too much bitter, or too hot. So if you are able to take such food, you enjoy it. And as a consequence of that, this nutriment that you are taking will lead to wonderful energy in your body and new materialities in the form of health, strength, and so on. So too with the enlightenment factors. If you are able to adjust these enlightenment factors, balance them to suit your meditation, such as applying the PT Samojanga, an enlightenment factor of rapture, etc., and so on, to feeding your, so to speak, your stream of consciousness or meditative mind. When all these purging enlightenment factors are absorbed, applied to your meditation, then you are bound to experience in a very wonderful manner the spiritual strength, just like physical strength, physical health, or physical materialities that you gain from food, so too, with the balancing of these enlightenment factors, you will be able to possess the bright, fresh, and strong, powerful, healthy spiritualities in a very wonderful manner. Out of these seven enlightenment factors, we have not mentioned Sati Sambhojanga mindfulness enlightenment factor, on which side it should be applied, it should include, whether it should include on the side of indolent state of the mind, or the excited state of the mind. Because this Satisambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness, can be applied in all situations. As the Buddha has said, sati is required everywhere, in all the four postures, whether it is noting, rising and falling, sitting, touching, or even the extent of opening and closing of the eyes. All your activities should be noted, except the time when you are fast asleep. As you said, understand accordingly how well your body is disposed. And whether your mind is shrinking, indolent, or whether your mind is excited and too much energy, mindfulness, sati, has to be applied. And mindfulness is never in excess, it is always in deficiency. And as the Buddha has said, mindfulness, sati, is required everywhere.
မိတ်ဆွေချစ်ဒီကိုလည်းခါရစီရပါမယ်မိတ်ဆွေတော်ကတော့သီဝတ္တရား၄ပါးကိုဖြစ်ပွားစေရင်ကျင့်ဆောင်ရစွာလေ့လာနေလို့ရှိရင
် It is very encouraging and inspiring to know that sati is always given the priority, that is the practice of the Four Noble Truths, Four Mindfulness, Four Foundations of Mindfulness, Satipatthana. If one isIf they are practiced and developed repeatedly, in order noting all arising objects, even to the extent of minor objects, not to miss them, then it is said that the Bhojanga, the enlightenment factors, are said to be accomplished. So if only one is able to hold on to this mindfulness, sati, as a tool,then these enlightenment factors will be automatically accomplished. Enlightenment factor are the requisites of an enlightened person, enlightened being. So in order to be accomplish this enlightenment factor, all one has got to do is be mindful of every arising, every object of the body,sensations, mind, and general objects. If only you can do that, the enlightenment factors can be said to be automatically accomplished. You don't need to make adjustments or tuning when anything is in excess or in deficiency, so long as you are applying with mindfulness. If your mind is shrinking and indolent and sluggish, we just apply mindfulness energetically, apply mindfulness so as to sustain it. And if the mind is too excited because of the use of too much energy, then also just apply mindfulness. Everything will be accomplished. That means all the seven bhojanga factors will be accomplished. These seven enlightenment factors, or the factors, the requisites of an enlightened person, will become very obvious from the stage of the realization of the first, the knowledge of first arising and passing away of mind-body objects, Udiyabhya Jnana.
ပေါ်ရင်းမပြည့်စုံမဲ့စွာရှိမှချင်းအားဖြင့်တန်တမ
်း you want to be able to know every arising object in the body, then these enlightenment factors will arise in a balanced manner, so that one is coming into possession of what is known as spiritual nutriments, like the food supplements for the body. here we have spiritual nutrients coming into your stream of consciousness, with the result that your mind becomes very bright and fresh and balanced in a very unusual manner, because you are mindful all the time, you are applying energetically with mindfulness on every arising object. You are knowing this, knowing and knowing in a clear-cut manner, and because you are at the stage of the fitting way of mind-body objects, you will be experiencing rapturous feeling, from minor rapture to major rapture, leading to calmness in both body and mind, and you are able to apply mindfulness in a balanced manner, in a balanced mind. Then one reaches a stage known as Bhavitarampa Siddhi. One's blood becomes very clear, clarity of the blood. There's one rapturous feeling, calmness feeling, piti pasadi. Mind becomes very clear. The blood also becomes very clear and circulates through the body clearly. And all the secondary materialities known as upadana rupa will become very clear. They are none other than things like ear, eye, ear, nose, throat, nose, and all these things, body. All these materialities will become very bright and clear, so that you'll be able to note and know even minute objects as they arise in a very wonderful manner. At this stage, it is said that some of the diseases can be cured, and this we shall discuss in the following days. That's all for today.